10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Rapid roar, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in dark a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Winners of two of the first three games of this series, the Frisco Rough Riders meet with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for Game 4 of the six-game set. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Springdale, Arkansas, and our best ballpark. The Rough Riders taking on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals today for Game 4 of the series. Frisco at 27-32 on the year. Northwest Arkansas 22-38 on the season. The Rough Riders looking to win back-to-back games as they turn to Ryan Garcia on the mound, who's coming off the best start of his season with the Rough Riders this year. Seven innings against Corpus Christi his last time out, allowing just one run on four hits. He struck out four and walked two. It was dominant stuff against the hooks, for Garcia, a team that has hit the ball well at times this year, and especially on the long ball side. That's been the Achilles heel for Garcia so far this season, but he was dominant. The fastball was elevated. He threw the curveball for strikes, and those are two big keys in his season so far this year. And he was able to do that very, very effectively against Corpus Christi. He looks to make it another good start here against Northwest Arkansas in Game 4. And Northwest Arkansas, they counter on the other side with Brett DeGus, the former big leaguer, who makes his first start since 2018 on September 4th, 2018 to be exact. It's just a spot start, so he's expected to go around 2 to 3 innings. DeGus pitched in the big leagues with the Rangers and the Diamondbacks in 2021 after being Rule 5 by the Rangers that year. The Pleasanton, California native was originally selected by the Dodgers in 2017 in the 33rd round out of Cabrillo Community College in California. And this year with Northwest Arkansas in 5 appearances out of the bullpen, he's 1-0 with a 4.32 earned run average. So it's Brett DeGus for the Naturals, and the Rough Riders go to Ryan Garcia in this game tonight. Yesterday, we were able to catch up with reliever Aiden Anderson, and it was a wonderful conversation with part one. If you're not aware, he's the twin brother of Grant Anderson, who was with the Rough Riders each of the last three seasons and made his big league debut this year up with the Rangers. He's still up there with the big league club, and we were able to talk to him about that and also his path here to Double-A Frisco. It's a very interesting path that has kind of wound its way through a couple different organizations and now with the Rangers, just like his brother. So part two of that interview is coming up on the other side of this break, and then we'll also give you starting lineups and, of course, first pitch coming up at 7:05. Rough Riders and Naturals ready to do battle on this gorgeous Friday evening in Northwest Arkansas. More action to come here on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Welcome back into the Riders pregame show. The Rough Riders getting set to take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Yesterday, we got to sit down with Aiden Anderson, Rough Riders relief pitcher. Let's get you part two of that interview here on the Riders Baseball Network.
What really stood out to you about McNeese State? Well, one, the opportunity for me and Grant to go there together, we kind of realized it'd be better for our family, you know, because we had a lot of different schools talking to one of us, but not both of us. And so when we got that opportunity, it was something that we thought would benefit our family and make it easier on them to travel. It was close enough to home that my parents and family could come whenever, and far enough away to get away from home. And but really, the coaching staff there was a big part of it. You know, they seemed like they really wanted us, and they wanted us both. And you know, the town is a great town. You know, it kind of reminded me of home. A little different being in Louisiana, but Louisiana is different from everywhere, so that was kind of expected. But it was close enough, like I said, to feel like home, and far enough away to kind of get away from home at the same time.
Do you have a favorite memory from college?
Me and Grant threw a game our junior year against Northwestern. Just me and him pitched. He actually started. He was starting at the time. He threw the first eight, and then I threw the next five. We went into extra innings, and we combined for like 18 strikeouts in the game, won the game. So that was a cool one. I think that was like at the time, I don't know if it is now, I think we were the only pair of brothers to throw a complete game together. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, for sure. Yeah. When you look at your time with the Phillies and getting signed out of college, mm-hmm. what really was the best moment for you during your time at the Phillies organization?
To be honest, you know, I made some of probably the best friends I'll ever make in the Phillies organization, and getting to kind of, I mean, as you know, like some classes seem like they kind of go up together, and so are in almost in a way kind of grow up together too. You know, it was all our first time, and then just getting to go level to level with those guys and experience it, the ups and the downs, you know. And like I said, I have guys there that I still talk to almost every day sometimes, and I think those relationships have been something that I'm going to cherish and that I really enjoy.
Joined by Aiden Anderson, we'll get you out on this. The sidearm delivery, Grant said he learned it at McNeese State. Did you learn it at the same way, and when did that kind of come about?
No, so I learned it at the end of last year. I got to Double A, had a couple outings still over the top, and then they kind of introduced it to me, and I was open to it. I mean, whatever's going to keep you playing, I guess, you know, and so I just kind of went in at it almost blind. I mean, like, I would call him and, you know, talk to him about, like, hey, how do you throw this? How do you do that? And stuff like that. So he helped me a lot with that. And then this past offseason, when he was home, he played winter ball. But when he was home, he kind of helped me kind of, you know, bear down on some of the stuff and kind of get a better feel for how to throw from that angle, from that arm slot.
All right. He's Aiden Anderson, reliever for the Rough Riders. Aiden, thanks for joining us, and happy to have you here in Frisco.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. A 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Arbis Ballpark. Rough Riders almost ready for first pitch between Frisco and Northwest Arkansas. Let's get you the starting lineups for both teams, and we start with the Rough Riders, the visiting club, at 27-32. Here's their lineup, as announced by manager Carlos Cardoza. Luis Angel Acuna starts it off at shortstop. He's seventh in the league in batting average, hitting .303. Then it's Aaron Zavala in left field, and Thomas Sejesi hits in the third spot. He's at second base and riding a five-game hitting streak into this one. Trevor Hover cleans it up in right field, and Dustin Harris is the DH hitting fifth. Cowan Strom in center field also riding a six-game hitting streak entering into this game, hitting in the sixth spot. And Nick Tanelu hits seventh at first base. Liam Hicks is the catcher in the eighth spot, and Chris Cease rounds out the Rough Riders order today, playing at third base defensively for your Rough Riders. Once again, for the Frisco Rough Riders, it's Acuna, Zavala, Sajacy, Hover, Harris, Strom, Tanelu, Hicks, and Cease, the starting nine for Frisco. Ryan Garcia makes the start for the Rough Riders. As for Northwest Arkansas, on the other side at 22-38, here's their lineup as announced by Tommy Shields, the manager at the Northwest Arkansas AA level for the first time this season. Tyler Tolbert is the center fielder at the top of the card. Then it's Morgan McCullough, the third baseman, who's 4-for-9 in the series, and Peyton Wilson at second, hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Jorge Bonifacio in right field, coming off his second, or his eighth career minor league two-homer game last night. He has three homers in the series, and he's second in the league. 14 long balls this year. Luca Tresh is behind him. He's a catcher hitting fifth, and Peyton Genista is the DH. He hits in the sixth spot. Bottom third of the order, it's Dylan Strum at first base. Jack Reinheimer, the shortstop who was just signed today. We'll tell you a little bit about him as the broadcast goes along. And then Parker Bates is in the left field position and hitting ninth in the order. Once again, it's Tolbert, McCullough, Wilson, Bonifacio, Tresh, Genista, Schrum, Reinheimer, and Bates, the starting nine for Northwest Arkansas. Brett DeGus makes the start for the Naturals, the Kansas City Royals affiliate. We are almost set for first pitch with the Naturals taking the field for today's national anthem. We'll take a break and come right back with first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Naturals right after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball.
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. down to second for one. Acuna to first. Got it. Double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. Swinging a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
On a gorgeous Friday evening in Arvest Ballpark, it's the Rough Riders and the Naturals, game four of the six-game series from Springdale, Arkansas. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Arvest Ballpark. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along. Luis Angel Acuna is in from the right side, and Brett DeGus is on the mound, ready to get us underway between the Royals affiliate and the Rangers affiliate here at the AA level. The first pitch of the game is popped up right side, foul territory. Schrum over, he makes the catch, and Acuna is retired on the first pitch of the ball game, with first pitch coming at 7:06 p.m. tonight. So one out, and Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. Beautiful day for baseball, 80 degrees, sunny, 7-mile-an-hour wind softly blowing out to right field. DeGus, the right-hander, ready from the stretch, and he kicks home. Zavala watches away, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders at 27-32 on the season. Northwest Arkansas, 22-38. The 1-0. Zavala watches away again, and it's two balls and no strikes on the Rough Riders' left fielder, playing in his 25th game on the season after missing the beginning of the year due to elbow surgery on his right elbow. The 2-0. High off the outside corner, three balls and no strikes. Hitting 216 on the season, two home runs and 14 RBIs. He has four walks in this series, though. The pitch off the outside corner and ball four. Aaron Zavala draws a walk, his fifth of the series. And it's a one-out base runner for the Rough Riders in the first inning, bringing Thomas Sejasi to the plate. Sejasi riding a five-game hitting streak into this one. Hitting 409 during the streak, 9-for-22 with three home runs. Right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher DeGus. He fires. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Brett DeGus, the former big leaguer, pitched for the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks in the 2021 season. Lining up against the Rough Riders today as a quasi-opener. He'll probably go two innings. The 1-0. Off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. Pleasanton, California native. He was originally drafted by the LA Dodgers in 2017 in the 33rd round. He was then selected in 2020 as a Rule 5 pick by the Rangers. Luca Tresh, the catcher, goes out and chats with him, and he's back behind home. Made his debut with the Rangers, was then DFA. The Diamondbacks picked him up on waivers, and then he was released at the end of last year. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Played independent ball a little bit last year and then signed with the Royals before the start of this season. He's making his sixth appearance. The pitch. Swinging a chopper up the middle. Reinheimer, the shortstop's got it. Steps on second. Fires to first in time for the double play. A six unassisted, three twin killing ends the top of the first inning for the Rough Riders. So no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. Ryan Garcia takes the mound for Frisco, and we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, the Rough Riders held scoreless in the top of the first, and now it's up to Ryan Garcia. He faces Tyler Tolbert, Morgan McCullough, and Peyton Wilson in this bottom half of the first. Garcia, the right-hander out of UCLA, squares his shoulders just offset of home plate. He fires into Tolbert. Misses down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tolbert just 2 for 11 in this series. He's been a terror on the base paths. 4 swipes. The 1-0. Ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Sajacy, dives, and it's off his glove into center. A base hit for Tolbert to lead off the game on a soft ground ball up the middle that just found its way through into center. Morgan McCullough bats now. No score. Rough Riders and Naturals, bottom half of the first. McCullough 4 for 9 in the series, a 266 hitter on the year. First toss. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ryan Garcia on the year, making his 12th start. Deceiving numbers. He's 2-4 with a 6.70 ERA. He kicks in. Chopper foul, first base side. 0-2 on McCullough. He's pitched much better than that. The Arcadia, California native coming off his start, his last time out in Corpus Christi, in which he was brilliant. He picked up the win over 7 innings, allowing just 1 run on 4 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 2. He's ready from the stretch. He delivers. Fastball simmers high. 1-2. The big key for Garcia is that command. He's not going to light up the radar gun. He'll throw anywhere from 89 to 92, occasionally touching 93. That command is what can get him in trouble when it's off and what can give him success when it's on. The pitch. Caught on and missed. Strike 3. Got him with a fastball upstairs. And he strikes out Morgan McCullough for the first down in the first inning. Tolbert still at first base for Peyton Wilson. There's that good fastball. It's not good in velocity, but very good in fooling hitters, especially when it's above the zone. Stretch in the pit. Just outside, didn't miss by much, and it's 1-0. 91 miles an hour on that fastball. Garcia really did well in his last start, landing the curveball for strikes as well. He stretches in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup low and outside. And it's 1-1. That pitch was very good in that last start as well. Really, the curveball and the changeup were the two outstanding pitches that he had in that last start in Corpus. Pull side shift on the infield for Wilson. Tolbert takes his lead from first. Garcia brings in the 1-1. Runner goes, swinging a foul left side. 1-2 on Wilson, and Tolbert will have to head back into first. Looking for his 21st steal of the year, but instead of foul ball. Tolbert 20 for 23 in swipes this year. No score, bottom half of the first inning. One out, runner at first. Garcia tucks the glove to his chest. He's ready from the stretch with a pull side shift on the infield for the Riders. The pitch is high. Tolbert stayed at first base. It's two balls and two strikes, missing with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. That's good velocity early on from Garcia. Haven't seen many 94s out of him. He's ready from the stretch, and he brings it in again. Actually, a throw goes over to first, and very close, but Tolbert's back in. Let's introduce you to that defense behind Garcia today. It's Aaron Zavala in left field, Kellen Strom in center, and Trevor Hover in right. Chris Seisman's third, Luis Angel Acuna, the Rough Riders shortstop. Thomas Ajayi at second, Nick Tanelu holds on Tolbert, and Liam Hicks puts down the signs. Another throw over to first, not in time again. Liam Hicks has had a bit of trouble throwing out base runners behind the plate this year. Garcia has only caught one of seven as a pitcher. The offering is just high with a changeup. Three balls and two strikes on Wilson. Hicks has only caught three of 24 that he's attempted this season. Tolbert leads from first. Payoff pitch. He goes outside. Throw down doesn't matter. He's in there anyway, but it's ball four. So runners at first and second and one out for Jorge Bonifacio. This is the guy you got to be careful with. Bonifacio, the former big leaguer. He has killed the Rough Riders in this series. 5 for 12. Three home runs, including his eighth career minor league multi-home run game last night. First pitch, runners take off. It's inside. Throw to second is not in time. Double steal. Pitch was called a strike, and it's 0-1. The Naturals putting the game in motion in the first inning and have two in scoring position. 0-1 on Bonifacio. There's a fastball up and in. The pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air to left center field and shallow. Strom racing in, still coming. The center fielder makes the catch. Tolbert tags. He's heading home. The throw up the line, not in time. Up the first baseline, Hicks nabbed it and tried to race back and tag Tolbert on a lunge. Tolbert slid in safely. An on-target throw would have gotten him as Strom was very shallow in left field and he has a great arm. But it was just offline and that allowed Tolbert with his elite speed to come in to score. So a sacrifice fly for Bonifacio and Northwest Arkansas for the first time in this series draws first blood. Luca Tresh the batter. With two down in the inning now, runner at second. 1-0 NWA. The pitch is popped up right side, foul territory. Hicks watching it go into the seats. 0-1 on Trev. This is by far the best crowd we've had here in Springdale in this series. Good Friday night crowd. The Rough Riders had scored first in eight of their last nine games. But it's Northwest Arkansas who scores first tonight. The 0-1, breaking ball high. One ball and one strike. Opportunity for Garcia to get out of this inning with the runner in scoring position. The right-hander stretches and pitches. Ball low and outside. Two balls and one strike. Garcia this year, opponents are batting 272 against him. Already allowed a hit here in the first inning. He stretches and brings it. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate. Two balls and two strikes, and the catcher Tresh is just hitting 202 this year. He's 2 for 9 in the series. The tough thing with Garcia is though opponents are just hitting 272 against him, with runners in scoring position, they're hitting 359. He's allowed a lot of hits with runners at second or third or both. And opponents have an over 1,000 on-base plus slugging percentage against him with runners in scoring position as well. Now Garcia ready from the stretch. He peers back towards second. 2-2. Just high. Missed with the slider. Three balls, two strikes on Treff. Alex Nash has balls and strikes behind the plate. He's the crew chief. Sean Sparling, our first base umpire, and Trevor Matthews, our third base umpire today. Bottom half of the first inning, 1-0 Naturals. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him upstairs with a fastball for strike three. Garcia strikes out two in the first, but allows a run on one hit. No errors, and he strands a runner as well. We go to the top of the second inning. It's 1-0 Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the second inning, the Rough Riders and the Naturals doing battle for the fourth time in this series. 1-0, Northwest Arkansas leads it here in the top of the second. Trevor Hover leads it off against Brett DeGus. Starter for Northwest Arkansas. Right-hander readies and brings it home. Check swing, and Hover went around for strike one. On a first-pitch slider low at the zone, it's 0-1. Trevor Hover, Dustin Harris, Kellen Strom do up for the Rough Riders, middle third of the order after DeGus walked Zavala in the first but got Sajacy to bounce into a double play to end the inning. The pitch just hovers inside, and it's 1-1 on Hover. 2-for-13 series so far for the Rough Riders right fielder. Bat parallel to the ground over his left shoulder, the pitch. In the air down the left field line and foul. 1-2 on Hover. The Rough Riders have taken two of the first three games of this series so far in Northwest Arkansas. Winning the opener 11-6, falling into game 2-7-3, and then thumping the Naturals last night. 10-2. Rough Riders have had a fun time on the offensive side so far in this series. With 16 hits, 8 hits, and 13 hits. The pitch cut on and missed for strike three. Hover down on strikes. It's the first strikeout for DeGus. One away in the second for Dustin Harris. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. Harris 3-for-14 in this series. He had a hit yesterday, but 2 days ago went hitless. Stretch in the pitch. Inside, it's 1-0. It was the first game in over 3 weeks that Harris did not reach. Snapped an 18-game on base streak. He's trying to start another one. 1-0 toss. He swings, breaks his bat, rolls it right back to the hill. DeGus fields to his left. Runs to first and underhand flips it to get Harris for the second out. Kellen Strom the batter. Rough Riders down 1-0 in the second inning. Strom has been one of the hottest hitters for the Rough Riders over the last week. Six-game hitting streak for Kellen, hitting .440 during those six games. The pitch on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. 11-25 during this hitting streak. Hitting .500 in this series, 6-12. The 0-1. Swinging a line drive on two hops out to the shortstop, Reinheimer, who fields to his left, throws off balance to first, and gets Strom for the final out of the second inning. Well, the Rough Riders done in 1-2-3 fashion in the second inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Into the bottom of the second, Rough Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One nothing Northwest Arkansas to the bottom half of the second inning from Springdale. The Rough Riders trailing after a sac fly from Jorge Bonifacio in the first. And now Ryan Garcia goes to work against Peyton Genista. The first pitch is a curveball that dips to the inside corner, belt high for a strike. It's 0-1. Genista, Schrum, and Reinheimer, 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the Naturals. Garcia peels in the 0-1. Changeup fits to the outside corner for a strike. He's ahead 0-2 on the designated hitter. Genista had a monster game one of the series. He's cooled down over the last two. The 0-2. Swinging a soft roller back to the hill. Garcia skies and picks it at the apex of his leap. And the pitcher runs over to first, underhand flips it, and Genista is out number one. Very athletic play by Ryan Garcia. It was a high chopper right off the end of the bat. Wasn't hit particularly hard, but it was very high above Garcia. He leapt up in the air, watched it into his black glove, reaching fully extended out. Able to make the play, and there's one away in the second. Here's Dylan Schrum, right-handed batter, the pitch. Curveball away from the right-handed pitcher, and it's one ball and no strikes. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas, bottom of the second. Just like last start, Garcia allowing a run in the first inning. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Garcia has now allowed 13 runs this season in 12 first innings. It's the worst inning individually out of any of them. The 1-1. Just inside with a fastball. Didn't miss by much. It's two balls and one strike on Schrum. He allowed a first inning in that start against Corpus Christi last week. And then didn't allow a run the rest of the way, going seven innings. He winds the 2-1 off the outside corner with a fastball. And it's three balls and one strike. So we'll see what he has in store the rest of the way in this game. Sometimes it takes guys a little bit to get going, and it's been the case this year for Garcia. 3-1. High drive, deep left field. Zavala back to the warning track, looking up, and it's gone. Dylan Strom leaves the ballpark. His fourth home run of the season. 105 miles an hour off the bat. That thing is crushed. Very top of the zone with a fastball, and he covered it. A solo home run to left makes it 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. First pitch. Ground ball by Reinheimer out to short. His defensive counterpart Acuna's got it and throws him out. Reinheimer wastes no time on the first pitch he sees as a member of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Grounding out to short. Parker Bates steps in from the nine hole. Two outs, one run in, 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. Jack Reinheimer was just signed as a minor league free agent. He's playing independent ball for Gastonia. Here's the wind back in the first pitch to Bates. Pulls back a bunt, watches one hum across the inside corner for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Reinheimer, the 30-year-old, now with the Kansas City Royals organization. Garcia's 0-1. Breaking ball inside, it's 1-1. A long ball has been the problem for Garcia this season. That's the 10th home run that he's allowed this year. That's now third most in the Texas League. The 1-1. Fouled away left side. 1-2. That fastball, when he doesn't get it up out of the zone, it can get hit pretty hard. When he does get it up out of the zone, he gets a lot of swings and misses with it, but for the first time in his career, he's starting to get hit really hard with those homers. The 1-2. Popped up on the infield. Acuna, the shortstop, called off by Sujacy behind the second base bag. He makes the catch. Side comes to a close. Solo home run for Dylan Trum. And it's 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. We go to the top of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Tanelu begins the Rough Riders third. It's 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. From beautiful Arvest Ballpark, just south of the Ozarks in Springdale. Bottom third of the order due up against Brett DeGuss. Right-hander deals home. Just low, 1-0. Tanelu, Hicks, and Cease, the batters for the Rough Riders in the inning. Frisco looking for their first hit. DeGuss delivers home. Bottom of the zone for a called strike. It's 1-1. Tanelu, a four-hit day yesterday. First of the season for him and one off a career high at a five-hit game in 2019. The 1-1. On the outside edge of the fastball. Right at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-2. Tanelu has been such a huge offensive piece for the Rough Riders through 38 games, hitting .286 with 7 homers. That's second on the team. 1-2. He swings, fouls it back into Tresh's glove for strike three. Second strikeout for DeGus, and there's one away in the third. Liam Hicks, the batter. 2-0, Northwest Arkansas leads it, top half of the third. We're expecting DeGus to only go about 3 innings today. He's normally a reliever making a spot start. DJ Sycamo will come out of the bullpen. The first pitch. Hicks watches at the knees for a strike. First pitch slider from DeGus, and it's 0-1. This is DeGus's first start since September 4th, 2018. The pitch, chop foul right side. It's 0-2. He was drafted by the Dodgers out of Cabrillo Community College in California near his hometown of Pleasanton. And originally, when he was with Ogden in the Pioneer League, he was a starter. 14 of his 15 outings came as a starter. And then he was transitioned to the bullpen the following year. 0-2. Swinging a line drive on one hop to short. Reinheimer has it chest high, flicks it onto first, and gets the Rough Riders catcher, Hicks. 2 outs, and Chris seizes the batter. 7 straight retired by DeGus after walking Zavala, the second batter of the game, on 4 pitches. 9-hole hitting cease. The third baseman got the day off yesterday. He's back in the lineup. Here's the stretch in the first toss. Just low, 1 ball, no strikes. After getting moved to the bullpen, he started in A-ball Great Lakes, then finished the season in High A Rancho Cucamonga. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider away, and it's 1-1, and pitched really well. A 1.75 ERA overall that season. Selected in the Rule 5 draft by the Rangers with the second overall pick that year. The 1-1. Off the outside corner, 2 balls and 1 strike. But things didn't really go his way at the big league level with the Rangers that year. He had an ERA north of 8 in 19 appearances. 2-1. Swinging a chopper, foul left side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And then he was DFA'd and signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks, where he had an ERA at about 6.5 through 28 games, and then was optioned to the minor leagues. And he spent last year at the AA level with Amarillo. And a pitch clock violation is called. 3 balls, 2 strikes on C's. 2 outs, bases clear, 2-0 Naturals in the third. The offering in. On the outside corner, strike three called. So DeGus sets down 3 via strikeout in the first 3 innings, and he's retired 7 in a row. The run sits airs, nobody left on base. Riders trail 2-0 to the bottom half of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia back on the mound for the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the third inning, it's 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. A single tally in each of the first two frames offensively for the Naturals. Sack fly from Jorge Bonifacio in the first, solo home run Dylan Strom in the second. And the top of the order starts off the third for Northwest Arkansas. Tyler Tolbert singled to center in his first trip to the plate and the first pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes. Two runs on two hits for the Naturals. Nothing on the scoreboard for the Rough Riders. Brett DeGus has been really good. The 1-0. Bottom of the zone. Fastball, a called strike, and it's 1-1. Tolbert, McCullough, Wilson, and Bonifacio, the top four of this order, have been the real dangerous ones in this order. The 1-1. Check swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 1-2, and that's not surprising. I mean, they're in the top four of the order for a reason. Tolbert calls time and steps out. But they have combined to do a ton of damage in this series. Of course, Dylan Trum hitting the home run from the seventh spot certainly helped the rest of this offense. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider. Third strikeout for Garcia. There's one away in the third. The Seattle, Washington native Morgan McCullough stands in now. Former Oregon Duck, former Alabama Crimson Tide. Struck out back in the first inning. Garcia delivers. Dips low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Whole side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter, as they'll do for McCullough and Wilson, who's on deck. The 1-0 toss. Slips high off the outside corner. It's two balls and no strikes. Shade starting to creep over this entire playing surface at Arvest Ballpark. The 2-0. Swinging a line drive over Sujacy at second, and it finds the grass out in right field. A base hit for Morgan McCullough. Hard line drive at 100 miles an hour off the bat. Peyton Wilson stands in now. The entire infield is in the shade, save just a little sliver of light that is currently about knee level and down on Chris Cease, the Rough Riders' third baseman. First pitch to the left-handed batting Wilson. High, and it's one ball and no strikes. All three outfielders currently in the sunshine, but Trevor Hauber in right is not going to be in the sunshine for much longer. Shadows creeping up on his feet. 1-0 toss. Strike on the inside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. The one who will be in the sun for the longest is Kellen Strom in center. It's the most sunshine surrounding him as well. Trevor Hauber can't wait for that sun to creep below the overhang, though. It's right in his eyes in right field. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a drive to right center field. Hauber on his horse. Strom converging to the warning track. Tracks it down. Makes the catch. Fires back to first as McCullough was all the way around second. Not in time. McCullough just diving back in head first safely. Strom with a great catch making the basket grab in deep right center field at the warning track. Two outs in the third. McCullough just stays out of the double play. Jorge Bonifacio, the batter, with a runner at first. He had a sack fly, his sixth RBI of the series in the first inning. First pitch. He swings and belts it out to deep center field. Strom back to the warning track. He's there, and he makes the catch. Anytime that ball goes in the air off Bonifacio's bat, you have to wonder. He has three homers in this series, but the ballpark held it, and the Rough Riders get out unscathed from the third. No run to hit, no errors, a runner left on. 2-0 Naturals to the top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luisan Helicuna at the top of the Rough Riders order leads it off in the fourth inning. Frisco trailing 2-0. Brett DeGus fires in. High and inside, one ball and no strikes. Probably further than we expected Brett DeGus to go in this game, but that was his 31st pitch of the outing. Playing the top of the fourth. The offering. Swinging a chopper foul at the plate. And it's one ball and one strike. To no one's surprise, Acuna put the first pitch in play of the game. He has done that just about as many times as anybody in the Texas League this year. Third most. Stretch in the 1-1. Strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 1-2. Acuna has done it to a lot of success, though. His 19 hits on the first pitch are the most in the Texas League. The 1-2, chopper foul back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. And on the first pitch, he's hitting .475 this year. Very successful, very aggressive. 1-2 on him. The offering in. Swinging a line shot into right field for a base hit. Acuna goes the opposite way and singles into right field. 10-game hitting streak for Luisan Helicuna now. His 16th hit in the last 10 games. He has been on fire. Came in the 7th best batting average in the Texas League, hitting .303, and now a 10-game hitting streak for him. He's 7-for-18 in this series. Takes his lead from first. The pitch to Zavala. Slithers across the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Oh, and by the way, Acuna the league leader in stolen bases with 28 as well. He naps his lead from first and draws a quick throw. It's high and not even a tag from Schrum, the first baseman. 2-0 Northwest Arkansas. First hit for the Rough Riders today comes in the top of the fourth. The 0-1. Zavala watches away, and it's one ball and one strike. Frisco has been hitting well over the last 9 games, hitting .264 as a team with an over 800 OPS. They've hit 11 homers during the last 9. The 1-1. Swinging a hard ground ball, first base side. Schrum dives, he stops it, throws on to second, and it hits Acuna in the base path, but they still got him as it bounced off his back and was in time to Reinheimer. Wow! I don't think you'll ever see that again. That was crazy. The throw hit Acuna in the top of the back and skipped off of his back. Bounced into the dirt and right into Reinheimer's glove, who is on the second base bag for the out. It's a fielder's choice that goes 3-6. And Acuna is the first out of the inning. So Zavala at first base, and Sujacy's the batter. And time called. The pitching coach, Larry Carter, out of the dugout, and he'll go chat. Wow, that was a wild play. TJ Sikkema has started to loosen in the bullpen. He's the one who we expected to come out and replace DeGuss. So I'm sure this is Carter just trying to give Sikkema a little time to warm up. Two of the hardest hit balls the Rough Riders have had today with that single by Acuna and Zavala, the hard ground ball to first. Thomas Ajayi, not a guy that you want to mess around with at the plate either. Zavala at first base. So JC grounded into a double play to the shortstop back in the first. And he's hit safely in five consecutive games. Fourth in the league in RBIs with 42. First pitch takes high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Leads the team with eight long balls as well. 2-0 Rough Riders trail, top half of the fourth inning. On this picture-perfect day, 80 degrees and sunny in Springdale. The 1-0. Breaking ball, checks up on the inside corner, a strike. Right at the knees, and it's one ball and one strike. The Frontier's trying to manufacture some offense for the first time today. The 1-1, Zavala takes off, pitches low, trash throw to second, not in time. At first dive into second base for Zavala to swipe his fourth base of the year. Fourth base in six attempts. Two balls and one strike on Sajasi. Runner in scoring position for him now. Two-one pitch. Outside corner for a strike. We're even at two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders trailing 2-0, but trying to change that here. So JC's been one of the better ones with runners in scoring position for Frisco. He calls time and steps out. Two balls, two strikes on it. Back in from the right side. DeGuss fires. So JC watches outside. Three balls, two strikes. So JC hitting 286 with runners in scoring position. Three-two. Chopper up the middle, squeaks through into center base hit. Zavala around 30, scores easily. Thomas JC with the RBI single, his 43rd RBI of the year. Third most in the Texas League. An RBI single puts the Rough Riders on the board. They now trail 2-1. And that's it for Brett DeGuss. Tommy Shields, the manager, out of the dugout for Northwest. And he takes the ball from DeGuss. TJ Sikkema into the game for the bullpen for the Naturals. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Runner at first, one run in for the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth inning. They trail 2-1 in Northwest Arkansas. And TJ Sikkema, the number 21 prospect in the Royals organization, on the hill. Left-hander on the mound against the lefty Trevor Hover. And the first pitch, just low. One ball, no strikes. Brett DeGus goes 3 1/3 innings, allowing one run on two hits, though he's still responsible for Sajacy at first base with one out in the inning. Sikkema delivers. Swinging a fly ball into center field. Tolbert back a couple steps, now jogs in, makes the grab. Two outs. Dustin Harris, the batter for the Rough Riders. Sikkema came over last year midseason and when the Andrew Benintendi deal with the New York Yankees. He's had a tough season this year out of the bullpen, of 5.46 ERA, making his 15th appearance of the year. The pitch. Low and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Opponents haven't hit very well against him, just hitting 189, but he's allowed five homers and walked 19. He's also hit seven batters in 31 1/3 innings. The 1-0. Right down the heart of the plate for his strike. One ball and one strike on Harris, who bounced back to the pitcher in the second. So JC nabs his lead from first. And the 1-1 toss in the way. Swinging a soft roller right side, right to the first baseman Trum on one hop. He takes to the pillow and retires Harris for the final out of the fourth inning. Rough Riders get a run on two hits, no errors, and leave a man. Bottom four coming up. It's the Rough Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
21, can you do something for me? 21.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia goes to work in the bottom of half of the fourth inning. It's 2-1 Northwest Arkansas. The first pitch is cut on and missed by Luca Tresh. It's 0-1. Two runs for the Naturals, one in the first, one in the second, and the Rough Riders putting up a run in the top half of the fourth inning. Tresh struck out in the first. Garcia winds back in the 0-1. Off the plate away, it's one ball and one strike. Two runs on three hits for the Naturals. One run on two hits for the Rough Riders. Garcia allowed just one hit in a scoreless third. The pitch is lined up the middle into left center. And it's down in front of Kellen Strong. He grabs it and fires it back in. A base hit for Luca Trev. Peyton Genesta, the batter. It's already the fourth hit on the offensive side for Northwest Arkansas. Left-handed batter, the right-hander fires in. Foul back. 0-1. Garcia has had a little bit more trouble against left-handed batters than right. Right-handers have hit more homers against him simply because he's faced more. But lefties have 150 points higher on the OPS side. The pitch. High on the outside corner, it's one ball and one strike. So lefties have had a little bit more success against him. He would love a ground ball here to get a double play. He stretches and offers in the 1-1. Change up in the air down the left field line, and this one gets foul out of play. One ball and two strikes. Back-to-back changeups for Garcia. The changeup and the slider are the two pitches that he uses well to get ground balls, throwing them down in the zone. The fastball is an excessive fly ball pitch. He readies and brings in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Garcia. One away. And Dylan Trumb bats, who homered against Garcia the last time in the second. Trump. 2-1, Naturals lead it. One out, one aboard, bottom half of the fourth inning. Garcia ready from the stretch. And he deals. Slider on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Garcia has a 43% fly ball rate, meaning 43% of the balls put in play against him are in the air. That's the ninth highest in the Texas League. The 0-1 off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. A lot of that is because of the high spin rate fastball that he throws up in the zone. He gets a lot of fly balls with that pitch. The only problem is some of them carry out of the ballpark, like Dylan Trumb's back in the second. He issues in the 1-1. Just high of the zone, misses with the change. Two balls and one strike. So it's about quelling that home run ball that really hadn't been a problem for Garcia until this point in his minor league career. He readies the 2-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Garcia hadn't thrown very many innings, but only allowed three home runs in 14 appearances last year, 13 of them being starts. It's now 10 home runs he's allowed this year. 2-2. High. Three balls, two strikes. The 25-year-old out of UCLA, former second-round pick. Only had 103 and a third innings in his minor league career entering this start. 3-2, swinging a pop-up right side. Foul out of play. Still three balls, two strikes. So a lot of work to do for Garcia because of the fact that he hasn't thrown very many innings. Just a bigger opportunity for him to continue to learn. He readies and brings in the payoff. Runner takes off, swinging a foul out of play right side. It's still 3-2, and Tresh heads back into first. Sun almost entirely off the field of play. A few slivers here and there. Kellen Strom still in the sunlight at center. Entire warning track in right center field also encased in sunlight. The 3-2. Fly ball, foul again, right side. Still three balls, two strikes. That one a fastball on the outer end. Garcia's next pitch will be his 60th through 3 1/3 innings. Not nearly as efficient as he was down in Corpus Christi when he went 7 innings for the Rough Riders. Not only did he go 7 innings, but only 83 pitches through those 7 innings. He delivers in the payoff. Slider, strike 3 called, inside corner at the knees. Perfect pitch for his 5th strikeout. 2 outs, and Jack Reinheimer is the batter. Reinheimer, the free agent signee, right before today's game, it was announced he'd be joining the team. Stretch in the pitch. Just high, and it's 1-0. Reinheimer, a former big leaguer, played in 23 major league games between 2017 and 2018 with Arizona and the New York Mets. The pitch finds the outer edge for a called strike. It's 1-1. He was drafted out of East Carolina University in the 5th round by the Mariners in 2013. It's the second time he was drafted, as he was also drafted at Madre Kell High School in North Carolina. The pitch is fouled away right side, and it's 1-2. That was in the 31st round. It's been a long journey with a lot of different minor league teams for Reinheimer. Riders trailing 2-1 here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Finds himself here in AA Northwest Arkansas. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike 3. 6 strikeouts for Ryan Garcia, and he pitches through a scoreless 4th. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. It's 2-1. Naturals out in front in the top of the 5th inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Kellen Strom, the Rough Riders hitter, to lead things off in the 5th inning. Frisco trailing 2-1. Strom bounced out to short his first time up, and Sycamore delivers in the first base. Swinging a hard ground ball to short again. Reinheimer fields to the belly, fires on to first, and gets strong. That one at 101 miles an hour off the bat, but right to the shortstop. One away for Nick Tannelly. Tannelly struck out back in the 3rd. TJ Sycamore came over in a trade from the Yankees last trade deadline. Wind back in the pitch. Swinging a grounder foul towards the Riders' dugout. Left side, it's 0-1. Drafted in the 1st round by the Yankees, 38th overall in 2019 out of the University of Missouri. The 0-1. Hard ground ball to the right side, and it gets through into right field for a base hit. Tanelu has himself a single with one out. Liam Hicks, the batter. It was a ground ball up the middle just to the right of the shortstop, Peyton Wilson, who dove for it, and it was out of his reach. It's the Rough Riders' third hit this evening. Hicks grounded out to short his first time on. Left-handed batter. The lefty's bit. Chopper foul at the plate. 0-1. That was a first round in 2019 that featured Adley Rutschman as the first overall pick. Bobby Witt went second overall. Rangers selected Josh Young later in that draft. The 0-1. Inside, and it hit him on the right hand. He's heading down to first on the hit by pitch, the eighth hit batter by Sycamore this year. Tanelu to second. Runners at first and second for the Rough Riders for Chris Cease, I should say, in the nine hole. Looks like Hicks is okay. Josh Young was taken eighth overall in the 2019 draft. The Rangers are pretty happy about that. Young not only looks like a potential American League Rookie of the Year, but arguably should be the starting third baseman right now in the American League in the All-Star game. Stretch in the first pitch to Cease. Breaking ball settles outside. One ball, no strikes. Young has had such an amazing year, hitting .283, an .839 OPS, a .128 OPS plus. He's hit 13 homers. The pitch. Cease hits it foul right side. It's 0-1. Driven in 40 runs as well in the middle of this Texas order that's been one of the best offenses in all baseball. He's also played solid defense at third base. The 1-1. Down low and inside. Two balls, one strike. It's really one of the things that hasn't been talked about enough. How well that Young has played at third and how well that Nathaniel Lowe has played at first. He's actually leading all first basemen in the American League in defensive runs saved as a first baseman. Sycamo from the stretch, the 2-1. Cease swings, grounds it foul back behind home. We're even in the count at 2-2. That is so valuable, and Lowe has been great. Young has been great. Awesome to see from the former Rough Rider, who is just a fantastic person off the field as well, as being a great player on it. The 2-2. Cease watches high and outside. Three balls and two strikes on the third baseman. He was 2-for-9 in this series, but has homered and driven in three. Top of the order, and Luis Angel Acuña waits on deck. Runners at first and second, one out. Sycamore offers home. Breaking ball, tapped on the ground up the middle. Wilson's got it at second. Tries to tag Hicks, he does. Throws him to first, got him for the double play. Great play by Peyton Wilson. Four unassisted, three double play. It's the second twin killing that the Naturals have turned today. Rough Riders turned away on the offensive side. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom five coming up, trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Ryan Garcia back to the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 9-0 hitting Parker Bates leads it off in the first base. On the inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders trailing 2-1. Garcia back into his wind, and he offers in the 0-1. This is down low. One ball and one strike. Two runs on four hits for the Naturals. Rough Riders, one run on three hits tonight. Pull side shift for Parker Bates. Left-handed batter. The 1-1. Swinging a foul at the plate. Oh, man. That got Hicks back behind home, the catcher. One ball, two strikes. Couldn't tell where it got him. Looked like on top of the right shin guard. That's why that shin guard extends up above the knee. Hicks is good to go. About to have a beautiful sunset, I'm sure, here in Springdale. Lights are on, but not really taking effect quite yet. Garcia looks over the top of his glove, peels in the 1-2. Change up just outside. Man, that's a good pitch. Didn't get the call. Two balls and two strikes. And time called. Bates steps out. Rough Riders in their gray uniforms today. Red ball caps. Frisco in the actual lettering across the chest, not the cursive lettering. Here's the wind back. 2-2. Swinging a line drive into left field for a Bates hit. Parker Bates going the opposite way for a single. Tyler Tolbert, the batter. On the other side, Naturals in their home white uniform tops and bottoms with their navy ball cap and red brim. Ball got loose in the berm in right field, and Trevor Hobber picked it up and tossed it up. Up onto the grassy berm in right center field that extends from the batter's eye in left center to, or I should say, in right center all the way almost to the right field line. The bullpen down the right side cuts it off. First pitch to Tolbert. After a long hold, a throw goes over to first, actually, before that. A check on Bates. Bates 4-for-7 in stolen bases this year. Tolbert 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. The pitch popped up, right side and foul. 0-1. Game 4 of the 6-game series here in Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders leading the series 2-1. The pitch. Down low. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders split the series earlier on this road trip in Corpus Christi. Garcia fires. Fits it on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. It would be great if the Rough Riders could pick up a winning series here on the road. They came into today behind in the Texas League standings by 5.5 games. The pitch off the outside corner misses down in the dirt, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. They're 4th in the league behind San Antonio, Amarillo, and Corpus Christi. They're only 1.5 games back of Corpus, 2.5 back of Amarillo. Stretch in the 2-2. Check swing on a pitch low and away. He was able to hold. 3 balls, 2 strikes. But if a couple of those two teams don't start losing, Rough Riders are going to be staring at a very big uphill battle to try and make the playoffs. It's a pretty big long shot at this point. It's the 9th-to-last game in the first half. Thor goes over to first again to check on Bates, and he's back in. San Antonio currently leading over Amarillo 7-4 in the top of the fourth inning in Amarillo. No lead is safe in that ballpark. 3-2, just inside. Missed for ball four. So the first two reach in the fifth inning against Garcia. Runners at first and second for Morgan McCullough. Liam Hicks goes out and chats with his right-hander, joined by Thomas Ajayi, the second baseman. McCullough 1-for-2, singling into right field in the third. So San Antonio leading. Wichita up on Midland 5-3. Midland wanted a walk-off last night to snap their long losing streak. Corpus Christi leads 5-0 at Arkansas. Arkansas has yet to pick up a hit through 5 innings. And they're just underway in Springfield against Tulsa. No score in that game at the bottom of the first. Runners at first and second. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Naturals lead 2-1. First pitch to McCullough. He shows bunt. Bunts it up in the air. Foul towards the Rough Riders dugout where the ball boy makes a nice catch. 0-1. McCullough were to lay down a bunt here, that would put 2 in scoring position for Peyton Wilson. He's had a tough series, just 1-for-14, the man on deck. See if he tries it again here. 0-1 pitch, he shows, and bunts it up in the air. Garcia makes the catch, turns and looks to fire back, but both runners scamper back in. So a popped up bunt by McCullough. 1 away. That's a big mistake. Peyton Wilson in from the left side. 0-for-1 today. He walked back in the first. One run game. Naturals lead it. Garcia trying to keep it that way. The pitch. Down low and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Time call. And a ball got loose again from the berm in right field. And Hopper calls time and right, has to go retrieve it. And he said, I've had enough of that. He throws it into the bullpen instead of throwing it back onto the berm. He said, 2 times is enough. 2 strikes and you're out. No more ball for you. Good job, Trevor. 1 ball, no strikes. Garcia, a long hold, and he steps off. His first disengagement. Wilson back in for the left side. The pitch. Down low and inside, 2 balls and no strikes. This Northwest Arkansas team as a whole is hitting 251 with runners in scoring position this year. That's third to last in the league. Stretch of the 2-0. High, 3 balls and no strikes. The dangerous Jorge Bonifacio waits on deck. Garcia brings it. High and outside, ball four. He walks him on 4 pitches. Bases loaded. Just 1 out for Bonifacio, who has 3 homers in the series and left the yard twice yesterday. Justin Slayton is warming up in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. We'll see if John Goble goes out and chats with him before Bonifacio steps in. And it's not Goble. It's Carlos Cardoza. Rough Riders manager out of the dugout. And that's going to be it for Ryan Garcia with 1 out In the bottom half of the fifth inning, Cardoza hasn't made the motion yet, and he just did. He motions down to the bullpen to get Justin Slayton, who will come in a big-time pickle. One out, bases loaded. Riders trailing by one, and Garcia Dunn in his start. 2-1. Naturals out in front. We'll step aside, return right after this in the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit RidersBaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Justin Slayton out of the Rough Riders bullpen with Frisco trailing 2-1 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Bases loaded and one out. Slayton in a really tough spot here. Jorge Bonifacio is the batter. He has three homers in the series. Do not throw him anything in the middle of the plate. He flied out to center in the third on a ball 102 off the bat to the warning track. It was a fastball right in the middle of the plate. What has worked in this series has been the sliders and the breaking balls away. See what Slayton has for him. The first pitch. Fastball, top of the zone for a strike. That was the cutter, and it's 0-1. Cutter for Justin Slayton is new this year. He's thrown it a lot. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander fires in. Swinging a ground ball foul on the cutter again. Low in the zone this time. Goes back behind home on the ground, and it's 0-2. The cutter will be 89-93 on the upper end. The fastball will be 95-98. Slayton throwing for the second time in his series. He threw in game one, two innings, allowing a homer. Stretch. And the right-hander brings in the 0-2. After a long hold, still holding, and now he fires. Line drive down the left side. In there, a fair ball rolling towards the corner. Bates scores. Tolbert in. Wilson getting the wave around third. No relay to the plate. A three-run double for Bonifacio. And it's now 5-1 Naturals. So Slayton trying to play mind games. Holding until 1 second left of the pitch clock, and Bonifacio got a slider at the bottom of the zone and yanked it down the third base line. A three-run double. He now has 9 RBIs in the series. 5-1. All three of those runs charged to Ryan Garcia. On an 0-2 pitch. First pitch to Luca Tresh is high, and it's 1-1, no strikes. The Naturals open up this game a bit. It's now a 4-run advantage. The Riders have some work to do on the offensive side now. Slayton trying to get out of the inning. The pitch. Fastball dips to the bottom of the zone at 96 for a strike, and it's 1-1. three runs coming to score. Bonifacio has been a thorn in the side of Frisco. He's 6-for-14 in the series now with 9 RBIs. The 1-1. A line drive to third. Cease makes the catch. Yanked at 106 miles an hour. But Cease was right there. Two outs and Peyton Genista stands in. Five runs on six hits for Northwest Arkansas. One run on three hits for the Rough Riders. Slayton readies. He fires. Ground ball foul right side. 0-1. Genista 0-for-2 today. Strikeout and a ground out. Slayton readies. The 0-1. Fouled back. Up and out of play, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders will have to get to TJ Sycamore, who's expected to go long relief. Riders played a pull for the left-handed batter. Slayton's 0-2. Down low and inside in the dirt. Skips away from Hicks to the backstop. That allows Bonifacio to move up 90 to third base. Wild pitch for Slayton. Dylan Schrum on deck. Genista had 3 extra base hits, a double and 2 homers. The pitch, swing and a miss, got him upstairs for strike 3 to retire the side, I should say. 2 doubles and a home run in game 1 of the series. But Slayton dispatches of him with a strikeout. A 3-run double for Jorge Bonifacio makes it 5-1 Northwest Arkansas. Top of the 6th inning next to the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the 6th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luis Angel Acuña begins the top of the 6th inning. First pitch off the plate away from Sycamore, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. It's 5-1. Naturals out in front of the Rough Riders in the top of the 6th inning. The 1-0 offering. Acuña watches away, and it's 2-0. Acuña 1-for-2 today with a single back in the 4th inning. He homered yesterday for his 4th long ball of the year. 2-0. He swings, grounds it through the right side. A base hit for Acuña. Going to the opposite field for the 2nd time. Aaron Zavala bats now for Frisco. Acuna's single in the fourth inning extended his hitting streak to a whopping 10 games. It's the longest hitting streak for a Rough Riders hitter this year. Zavala, left-handed batter. Sikkema, right-handed pitcher, or left-handed pitcher, I should say, as the offering is spanked to left field, but right at Bates. And the left fielder is there to make the catch. Line drive out to left. Zavala is the first out of the sixth inning. Riders trailing by four. Acuna also leading the team with multiple hit games with 24 after that single here in the sixth inning. First offering to Sajacy. At the bottom of the zone, a called strike. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. The former first-round pick, Sikkema. Missouri Tiger as well. And the throw over to first. They have Acuna in a rundown. The throw onto the second baseman, Wilson, chasing Acuna back to first. And he ran him down and tagged him out for the second out. Caught stealing 1-3-4. Two down and 0-1 on Sujacy. Base is clear. Sikkema goes from the windup. 0-1. A line drive into right field. That drops in. So JC's got himself an opposite field single. Second hit for the Rough Riders in the game. Brings Trevor Hover to the plate, who's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Sikkema was really good his junior season in 2019 at Missouri, and that's what you might expect for a guy who was selected in the first round. He was picked 38th overall. Stretch in the offering into Hover. He watches over the heart of the plate for his strike. It's 0-1. 5-1 Naturals, top of the sixth inning, two outs runner at first. In that junior season, went 7-4 with a 1.32 ERA. That was an SEC play. The 0-1. Slider away. One ball and one strike. Struck out 101 batters over 88 and two-thirds innings. Pitch home. Just inside. Two balls, one strike. Very impressive stuff from Sikkema. He hasn't quite found that same success at the minor league level. He deals home. It's a breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 2-2. Just like the man at the plate, he participated in the Arizona Fall League last year. Just three starts, a 2.45 ERA. Surprise Sugueros. Time called. Hover steps out, where he was teammates with Hover. So teammates with Luis Angel Acuna, who singled against him earlier in the inning. And Aaron Zavala, who he got to line out to left. The 2-2 from Sikkema. Outside to Hover. Three balls, two strikes. Last season, he really struggled when he came to Northwest. In the trade, he was promoted from High A upon the trade from the Yankees and had a 7.44 ERA. 3-2, runner takes off, swinging a ground ball left side. The third baseman, McCullough's got it, fires onto first and retires Hover for the final out of the inning. For the Rough Riders, no runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom half of the sixth inning next, they trail 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Aiden Anderson takes over out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. We go to the home half of the sixth inning. It's 5-1 Naturals out in front of Frisco. Anderson from the stretch. He deals with Dylan Schramm. The right-hander's first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Aiden Anderson was our pregame interview the last 2 days. A two-parter. The 0-1. Breaking ball, ground ball, foul. Off the right side, it's 0-2. Anderson joining the Rough Riders a couple weeks ago. Twin brother Grant, and up in the big leagues, reliever for the Rangers. Those two very, very close. The pitch off the outside corner with a slider. One ball, two strikes. They both went to McNeese State for college in Louisiana. Stretch in the 1-2 pitch on the way to Schramm. Way outside with a slider, and it's two balls and two strikes. And for them, it was about finding a college that would take both of them. Going to school together was very important, and also it would make it easier for their family to travel and see them if they were both going to the same place. There were probably some better baseball colleges. The 2-2. High off the outside corner, 3-2. That were looking at maybe one of the brothers, but not the other. But McNeese State wanted them both. They both went there and had a lot of success there. Aiden ready from the stretch. The 3-2. Just away with a fastball. Ball four to Schramm. Jack Reinheimer, the batter, in from the right side. 5-1 Naturals, bottom half of the sixth. Anderson throws from that sidearm that his brother does as well, but that's much newer to him than it was for Grant. Grant learned it at McNeese State. Here's the stretch and the offering home to Reinheimer. Just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Aiden Anderson was throwing over the top as recently as last year. Going to the end of the season with the Phillies organization, they talked to him about possibly dropping down and throwing sidearm. The 1-0 pitch, runner takes off, swing and a miss, throw to second, is in time. Perfect throw by Liam Higgs. Liam Higgs pegs out Schramm. Stretch in the 1-1 offering to Reinheimer. Breaking ball low. Two balls, one strike. So one out here in the sixth inning. Caught stealing goes 2-4. Third caught stealing of the season for Higgs in a Riders uniform. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball, foul back behind home. Two balls, two strikes. Time called. Pitch clock violation on Reinheimer, and it's strike three. Reinheimer didn't get in the box and wasn't attentive towards the pitcher with enough time, and he strikes out. So two outs, and here's Parker Bates. This is Reinheimer's first game after signing an indie ball and not used to the pitch clock. He stands in a little late. Parker Bates bats in the pinch. Down low and inside of the nine-hole hitter, one ball, no strikes. So Aiden Anderson learning to throw sidearm. It was actually the Phillies who came to him first, and then he said he would talk to Grant during the offseason and they'd work out together. The 1-0. Slider in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. And kind of pick his brain on what was the best way to throw certain pitches, but Grant played winter ball during the offseason, so he was gone for a majority of that time. 1-1 pitch. Slider cut on and missed. 1-2, two outs, bases clear, 5-1 Naturals, bottom half of the sixth inning. So it's a bit of a learning curve for Aiden, but he had signed with the Rangers in the offseason in January and was immediately taken into the clubhouse. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Slider down low and inside, two balls, two strikes. He tells a great story of how there are a lot of guys who know Grant and have inside jokes with Grant that would come up to him and say those inside jokes thinking that he was Grant. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Two strikeouts for Anderson, and he faces the minimum in the sixth inning. Riders trail 5-1 to the top of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Dustin Harris leads off the Rough Riders seventh inning. Frisco trailing the Naturals 5-1. DJ Sikkema back on the hill in the first toss. Harris swings and belts it down the right field line towards the corner. It's gone! Dustin Harris homers into the bullpen down the right field line, and the Rough Riders now trail by three. It's 5-2 Naturals. First pitch, Harris touches off for his fifth home run of the season. It's Harris's first homer since May 16th against Amarillo at home. And a long time coming. Here's Kellen Strong. Sikkema delivers. High. One ball, no strikes. Riders trail 5-2 to the Naturals now. Rough Riders have now hit. Wind back in the 1-0. Check swing, strike outside corner, called. It's one ball and one strike. Frisco's now hit 12 homers over their last 10 games. The 1-1. Strom fouls it straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes. Harris got out in front of that one and was able to deposit it into the bullpen down the right field line. It's only 325 down that side. The 1-2. Ground ball, foul up the first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Strom hit it hard, but just could not keep it fair. Sycamore back into his wind. And the left-hander brings it home. Swinging a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kellen Strom extends his hitting streak to 7 games. Solid single into left. Nick Tanelu bats. He's 1-for-2. Here's the stretch from Sycamore, the pitch. Check swing on a ball down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. There's action out of the bullpen. Down the right field line for Northwest Arkansas, where Harris just hit that homer. The pitch on the outside edge for a strike. 1-1. Steven Cruz is loosening. Fireballer. 1-1 on Tanelu with Strom leading off from first. The offering. High off the outside corner. 2 balls and 1 strike. The Rough Riders have a bit of an uphill battle to try and get back in this ball game, but not impossible. Playing the top of the 7th inning now. Throw goes over to first. Strom back in. Rough Riders have 3 come from behind wins when trailing after the 6th inning this year. Two-one toss to Tanelu. He swings and misses. It's 2-2. Pitch just to the upper quadrant of the zone. Rough Riders entering the bottom third of the order with Tanelu. Trying to come up with some clutch hitting at this part. Rough Riders have 7 hits tonight. They've out-hit the Naturals. 7-6, but trail 5-2. Strom leads from first, the pitch. Tanelu sprays it foul right side. It's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Clutch hitting late in the game. And wins has been tough to come by on the road for the Rough Riders this year. The 2-2 pitch. Tanelu watches strike 3 called. Upper edge inside corner. 1 out. Sycamore with his first strikeout, and Hicks steps in on the left side of the plate. Hicks 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch in the 5th. Strom leads from first, the pitch. Low and outside, it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. 1 out, 1 in, 1 on. 5-2 Naturals, top of the 7th. 1-0 toss. Hicks swings, chops it, first base side, and foul. 1 ball, 1 strike. Strom all the way at second, and I have to head back into first base. Gorgeous night, great crowd. Springdale. Hicks trying to quiet him with a base hit. Sycamore brings in the 1-1. Hicks fouls it back. 1-2. Hicks looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-4 today with a walk and a hit by pitch. Or 0-for-4 in the series, I should say. plate in game two as he and Capers have flip-flopped in the catching duties this series. Sikkema, the 1-2. Eyeing inside, swung on and missed by Hicks. Strike three. Two down, Chris sees bats, but he won't face Sikkema. Tommy Shields out of the dugout. And the Naturals manager will go get Steven Cruz. 5-2, Naturals lead it. Pitching change here in the top of the seventh inning. We'll step aside, return to Arbus Ballpark after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Runner at first and two outs in the bottom half of the seventh, or top half of the seventh, I should say. Rough Riders a 5-2 deficit. Chris Cease bats against Steven Cruz, the hard-throwing right-hander. And the first pitch to Cease. High. It's one ball and no strikes. Missed with the slider. Cruz can run it up there into the upper 90s, even touching triple digits. Cease has had a tough day. Strike out and a ground into a double play. The 1-0. He swings, chops it to short. Backhanded stop. A throw on to second is in time from Reinheimer. That's a great play from the shortstop on a jump throw in the hole. Fired to second and got Strom to retire the side on the fielder's choice. So the Rough Riders get a run. It comes on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. Solo homer for Dustin Harris. We're into stretch time, and the Rough Riders trail the Naturals 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order for Northwest Arkansas in the home half of the seventh inning. It's 5-2. Naturals lead it. over the Rough Riders. Aiden Anderson back on the hill, and the first pitch is set in the air, foul right side. It's 0-1. Right-handed batter, sidearm, right-handed thrower in Anderson. Tolbert is 1-for-2 today. Single in the first, he walked in the fifth. He scored twice, and he stole his fifth bag of this series in the first inning. His 21st of the season. The 0-1, he shows bunt and bunts through the pitch. Slider off the outside corner. He went fishing for it, and it's 0-2. Tolbert calls time and steps out. 5 runs on 6 hits and no errors for the Naturals. The Rough Riders, 2 runs on 7 hits and no errors. 0-2. Slider outside. A ball and 2 strikes on Tolbert. Anderson said he's working on a sweeping slider. Pitch sweeps a whole lot, especially because he's a sidearmer. The 1-2. High and inside with a fastball at 92. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's the pitch that everyone seems to be working on, that sweeping slider. Anderson is no different. He readies and brings in the 2-2. Swung on, fouled off of Hicks back behind home. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks looked like he caught that one on the left shoulder. He's walking it off around home plate. Still 2-2 on Tolbert. Bases clear and nobody out. It's bottom half of the seventh inning. We're talking about how Anderson and his twin brother Grant, now playing in the same organization, Aiden had some fun in the clubhouse during spring training. Tolbert steps in from the right side. Anderson from the stretch, he delivers home. Tolbert watches a slider. Strike 3 called on the inside corner at the knees. Anderson with his 3rd strikeout. They've come consecutively. 1 out of the 7th, and Morgan McCullough steps in. 1-for-3 today with a single. Anderson said he was in the clubhouse during spring training. He accidentally big-leagued Jose Leclerc, the pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Leclerc had said something to him that he thought he was his twin brother, Grant. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Down low and inside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. And so after he said something, Aiden just kept on walking. And so Leclerc yelled out again, Grant. Turned around, and the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a line shot past the second baseman to JC in a right center field. A base hit for McCullough, his 2nd single of the day. 1-out base runner here in the 7th, and Peyton Wilson is the batter. 5-2 Northwest Arkansas leads it, sending their 2nd baseman to the plate. Right at that moment, Grant entered, and Jose was very confused. Didn't know that Aiden was with the team, and didn't know that there were 2 Anderson brothers. Stretch in the offering. Just low of the zone. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. He said that they look alike, but not exactly identical, and that's definitely the case. You can tell that it's Aiden Anderson and the difference between him and Grant. The 1-0. Slider cut on and missed. 1 ball and 1 strike. But you can definitely tell they're twins. He said he couldn't really mess with anybody growing up because of that. All their friends knew what they looked like. Throw goes over to first base. McCullough back in. He said he is very happy with the Rangers organization. He's ready from the stretch. And the right-hander offers in the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball to third. Sees charges, picks, only play to first. He fires that way. And gets Wilson. McCullough down to 2nd. 2 outs for Jorge Bonifacio at a 3-run double back in the 5th. That's the difference in the game right now. after the Harris homer in the seventh cut it back to a three-run game. Bonifacio's three-run double on just the third pitch that Justin Slayton threw out of the bullpen. The pitch home. Slider outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Bonifacio has now driven in 9 runs in the series, 4 of them today. It's 4 of the 5 RBIs for Northwest Arkansas. All 3 of those runs were charged to starter Ryan Garcia for the Rough Riders, who ends up giving up 5 runs and 4 and a third. The pitch, a slider, hovers to the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. 5 runs all earned on 5 hits for Garcia today in his 4 and a third innings. He walked 3 and struck out 6. 1-1 pitch to Bonifacio. Slider outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Slayton threw the rest of that inning, just 2/3 of an inning, allowing the 1 hit and striking out a batter, but it did allow the 3-run double. 2 on top. Off the outside corner, 3 balls and 1 strike to Bonifacio. Luca Tresh stands on deck. Anderson stretches. And he fires. It's a strike on the outside corner, 3-2. Slayton, unfortunately, has allowed all 9 runners he's inherited this year to come in to score. So while he's been very good on the ERA side, he has allowed the inherited runners to come in. 3-2, the pitch. Swinging a fly ball into left center field. Hanging up in the air for Strom. And in center, he's there. Makes the catch. And the side comes to a close here in the seventh. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. Top of the eighth inning next. Rough Riders trailing 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7 Rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
We're to the top half of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 5-2 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Steven Cruz back on the hill for the Royals affiliate. Top of the order, and Luis Angel Acuna due up for the Rough Riders. Acuna, 2-for-3 day, his 24th multi-hit affair this season for Frisco. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Cruz delivered. Foul back. First pitch slider, and it's 0-1. Acuna, a couple singles, both to right field, the opposite way. Suddenly, Peyton Wilson at second isn't shifted to pull very much. The pitch. Chopper, third base side. The third baseman, McCullough's got a chest high. Slings sidearm onto first and retires the Rough Riders shortstop. 1 out and Aaron Zavala steps in. Zavala 0-for-2 with a walk. It's 2-for-15 in this series. Five-two, Naturals lead it. Top half of the eighth inning. Rough Riders running out of opportunities to come back in this game. First pitch. Zavala watches on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. As it stands now, the 7 hits, the fewest in the series for Frisco. They two have two more innings. The 0-1, cut on and missed. 0-2. 16, 13, and 8 are their hit totals so far through the first 3 games of the series. Cruz stands back on the rubber, tall, straight-legged, shoulders square towards third base in the stretch. The 0-2. Zavala watches high and outside on a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-2. Right hitter ready. The 1-2. Fouled away, left side. Still 1-2 on the Rough Riders left fielder. Still waiting for that bat to wake up with Aaron Zavala. When it does, it's going to explode. He's way too talented of a hitter to be hitting 211. The 1-2. Chopper foul right side. Still 1-2. 277 hitter last year. And an on-base machine. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down in the dirt. First strike through the slider. Cruz with his first strikeout. Thomas, so J.C. bats now. Both he and Acuna with 2 hits tonight, tying them for the team high and 4th in the Texas League with 69 hits on the year. 5-2 Rough Riders trail. First pitch. So J.C. watches a fastball over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. 2-for-3 day for Tom. Cruz ready, and he fires. Swinging a chopper, foul left side. 0-2. So J.C. now with 19 multi-hit games. Ties his season high with a 6-game hitting streak. Back in from the right side, down 0-2. The right hitter brings it home. Fouled straight back. Elevated fastball just ticked the bottom of the baseball. A 98-mile-an-hour pitch. Infield straight up. Outfield slightly to the other way for Sajazi. 0-2. Low and outside. Touch 98 that time. 1-2. So J.C. with his 43rd RBI of the season with an RBI single in the 4th. 1-2. He swings, spoils the foul into the netting right side. 1-2 still on Rough Riders' second baseman. Two outs, bases clear. The pitch is down the right field line, but foul. Still 1-2. Gorgeous night, darkness all around us, lights have taken effect. The 1-2. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner with a nasty slider for strike 3. 1-2-3 inning for Steven Cruz in the 8th. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom 8 coming up. Rough Riders down 5-2. Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Udris Manning takes over for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Frisco trailing 5-2. Aiden Anderson with two strong innings out of the bullpen, allowing just one hit. Struck out three. And walked a batter. First pitch to Luca Tresh is on the outside corner for a strike. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Man in the right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. The 0-1. Off the outside corner, it's one ball and one strike. If you're just joining us, the Naturals scored a run in the first and a run in the second on a sac fly and a solo homer from Dylan Shrum. The sac fly was from Jorge Bonifacio. The 1-1. Off the outside corner away, it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders got back on the scoreboard, or got on the scoreboard, I should say, in the fourth inning with an RBI single from Thomas Zajacy, and then Jorge Bonifacio broke it open. The pitch. High off the outside corner. Three balls, one strike. Three-run double in the fifth inning down the left field line. Dustin Harris clobbered a solo homer in the seventh, and that's how we got to our 5-2 score with the Naturals out in front. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch underneath the right-handed batter's hands. Fastball at 92. Three balls and two strikes on Trev. He calls time and steps out. Check in on the game going on in Arlington with the Rangers hosting the Blue Jays. It's the bottom half of the eighth inning there. 3-2. High and outside, ball four, and Trash draws a leadoff walk in the eighth inning. Rangers trail the Blue Jays 2-1. The Rangers lone run, a Leody Taveras solo home run. Toronto with a two-run home run from Danny Jansen. That's their lone offensive output today. A pitcher's duel between Martin Perez and Kevin Gausman in that game. Time called, and Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble is out of the dugout chatting with Manning. And he's back to the dugout. Peyton Genesta is the batter. Rough Riders down 5-2 in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Manning ready from the stretch with the runner at first. And he kicks home. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. Rangers looking to come from behind. It's in the bottom of the eighth inning currently. Perez went six innings, allowing the two runs. Joe Barlow and Grant Anderson have fired scoreless innings out of the bullpen. What a job by Grant Anderson to start his major league career. Stretching the pitch. Low off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. He has a 2.53 ERA. Amazing stuff. 2-0. High and inside on Genesta. Three balls and no strikes. Kevin Gausman went six innings, allowing just the one run. Manning brings in the 3-0. Down low and inside, ball four. He's walked the first two in this eighth. Dylan Shrum steps in. He homered back in the second. 5-2. Rough Riders trail the Naturals. As for the rest of the Rangers organization, AAA Round Rock in action against El Paso at home. They're in the top of the eighth inning, leading 5-2. El Paso, the Padres affiliate at the AAA level. Right-hander fires. It's off the outside corner, 1-0 to Schrum. Steven Duggar started that game, went six innings, allowing just two runs. Lucas Jacobson went two-thirds of an inning, and Yeri Rodriguez out on the hill now. Those last two former Riders. The pitch is low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Yoshi Tsutsugo homering for the second consecutive game. His sixth of the year. Elio Hernandez with two more hits. The 2-0. Low and outside, 3-0. And it is missed with seven in a row. Make it eight if you count the one to Trev. Hernandez now hitting .343 for Round Rock with a nearly 1,000 OPS. Had a great year. Manning from the stretch and delivers. On the inside corner for a strike. 3-1. So that's at the AAA level. At the high A level, Hickory falls to Bowling Green, the Rays affiliate, 8-3. The 3-1. Inside corner is strike 3-2. And Kannapolis, the White Sox affiliate, takes down the low A Downey's Wood Ducks 9-1. So not a good day at the lower levels of the minor league. In and ready from the stretch. Runners take their leads from first and second. The 3-2, outside ball four. And Manning's walked the bases loaded here in the eighth inning. Jack Reinheimer to the plate. 0-3 with two strikeouts in his Naturals debut. Right-handed batter. Still no action in the Rough Riders' bullpen. Manning just struggling to find the zone at the beginning of this eighth. He readies and delivers. The inside corner is strike. It's 0-1, and Goble can't go back out there. The Rough Riders pitching coach, because he already made one trip. The next trip you make out of the dugout has to be a pitching change. The 0-1 offering. Breaking ball away. One ball and one strike. As for the Texas League scoreboard, San Antonio leading 12-9 over Amarillo in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home plate. One ball and two strikes. So that game's far from over, being that it's in Amarillo. Midland and Wichita tied at 5 in the top of the ninth inning. Midland won in a walk-off last night, poised to do it again. The pitch. In the air, right side, foul territory. Tanalu watched it sail, foul. One ball, two strikes. Corpus Christi is 6-2 advantage over Arkansas on the road in the top of the eighth inning. And Tulsa and Springfield locked in a scoreless tie in the middle of the fifth. 1-2 on Reinheimer, the pitch. Breaking ball hit foul up over the netting. Off of the sweet level right side. The fan caught a baseball. Nicely done. Infield plays back in double play depth. The pitch. Down low and inside. 2-2. They'll allow a run to come in to score to get a double play. Even with it being a three-run game. Two and two. Manning offers. Outside. Three balls and two strikes. Nowhere to put Reinheimer. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner of the dirt. Strike three. Manning picks up the big strikeout. One away. Parker Bates hits with the bases loaded. left-handed batter against Mann and the right-handed pitcher with the bags full. First offering. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. 1-for-3 day for the left-handed batting left fielder who's in the ninth spot. Mann peers in for his sign. He's got it. The 0-1. In the air, out to left field. Not very deep. Zavala coming in. He's under it. The tag from Trash, and he bluffs going home. Two outs. Base is still loaded. Theo McDowell has started to loosen in the Rough Riders dugout just in case. Tyler Tolbert at the top of the order stands in. Tresh at third, Jenista at second, Shrum at first. Two outs in the inning, Riders trailing 5-2. In the top of the ninth, they'll have the middle third of the order due up with Trevor Hover, Dustin Harris, and Kellen Strong. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. The offering, down low and inside. One ball, no strikes, missing with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. The 1-0. Slider on the outside corner, a strike. 1-1. Base is still loaded, the 2-1. Down low and inside. Tolbert facing a 3-1 count. Hicks holding both his hands out at Mann, and it's actually 2-1. That's what I thought. Scoreboard says 3-1. Stretch, the pitch in. Swinging a ground ball foul off of Hicks at the plate. It's 2-2, and the Riders are a strike away from getting out unscathed of this inning. Two and two on Tolbert. Mann peers in. The 2-2. Off the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes. Call it action pitch. With the bases loaded, runners will be off. Mann trying to get out of the inning. He delivers the 3-2. It's on the outside corner. Strike three called with a slider. Alex Nash rings him up, and Tolbert can't believe it. And Alex now hearing it from the dugout, the inning is over. Bases loaded on walks. Nobody comes in to score with nobody out. We go to the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Into the top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders trailing the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 5-2. Trevor Hover due up against Steven Cruz, the right-hander who's ready from the stretch, and he brings in the first pitch. In the air, popped up, left side, foul ground. McCullough over, and the third baseman watched it clip the top of the netting. Right above him, and foul ball on Hover to make it 0-1. So five runs on seven hits and no errors for the Naturals. The Rough Riders with two runs on seven hits and no errors tonight. Frisco, a solo homer from Dustin Harris in the seventh inning. 0-1, Overwatch is high. Elevated slider from Cruz, and it's one ball and one strike, but not a whole lot of offensive production tonight after putting up 10 runs last night. 1-1 pitch. Finds the back door with a slider on the outside corner. Belt high to Hover, and it's one ball and two strikes. Hover calls time. Hover 0 for 3 with a strikeout, a flyout, and a groundout. Rough Riders won last night, but a win tonight for Northwest Arkansas would mean two teams going back and forth with wins and losses. The 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Got him with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside corner. Third strikeout from Cruz, one away in the ninth inning, and Harris stands in, who's 1-for-3 with a homer. Harris's home run is first since May 16th against Amarillo. His fifth home run of the year and his first in 101 at-bats. In from the left side, the right-hander brings in the first pitch. Harris swings, chops it weakly to second. Wilson fields, straightens, fires, and gets Harris for the second out. Rough Riders down to their final batter and their final out tonight. Kellen Strom in from the right side. 5-2, Naturals lead it. Game 5 of the series tomorrow night. 6 o'clock, first pitch, 6:05 that is. Jack Leiter gets the start for the Rough Riders. 2-3, a 4.02 ERA. Beckway on the other side for the Naturals. The pitch, high, one ball, no strikes. First pitch slider. Beckway has had a tough season. He's 0-5 with a 9.92 ERA. He's the number 10 prospect in the organization, though. 3-2. On the outside corner, a strike. I should say that was the 1-0. It's now 1-1. Two outs, bases clear, top of the ninth. The 1-1. Down low. Two balls, one strike on Strom, who's 1-for-3 to extend his hitting streak to 7 games. Cruz the 2-1. Bottom of the zone for a strike, 2-2. Riders down to their final strike. 6:05 first pitch tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at 5:50 with the pregame show. Hope you can join us. Right-hander ready. The 2-2. Strom swings and misses for strike three. And was it dropped by Tresh? No, the ball game's over. Yeah, it was just a contention whether or not Tresh dropped the baseball. And here comes Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, and he's going to argue with Alex Knapp, saying it was on the transfer. Well, the game is over. Rough Riders fall 5-2 to the Naturals in Game 4. The series is even at 2 games apiece. We'll break it down in the post-game show when we come back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Arvis Ballpark. Fireworks going on above us right now, so we'll try to make this post-game show very quick. The Rough Riders fall 5-2 to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in Game 4 of the series. So the series now tied at 2 games apiece. 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the Naturals. 2 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. TJ Sikkema gets the win. He's now 2-3 on the season. Ryan Garcia gets the loss. He falls to 2-5. Steven Cruz with his 5th save on the year for Northwest Arkansas. Final game time, 2 hours 27 minutes. It was a very well-played game on both sides in front of 4,806 fans here at Arvis Ballpark. It was a good crowd. They were into it the whole night and sticking around for fireworks down the stretch as well. So the Rough Riders, they fell behind early in the game today. A sack fly from Jorge Bonifacio in the first and then a solo homer from Dylan Trum in the second made it 2-0. Frisco struck back in the fourth inning with an RBI single from Thomas Sagesi to make it 2-1, but Jorge Bonifacio with a big hit tonight in the fifth inning, a 3-run double in the fifth to make it 5-1 at the time. It's now 9 RBIs for him in the series of the first 4 games. He's been a huge thorn on the Rough Riders' side. Frisco found the scoreboard again in the seventh on a solo home run by Dustin Harris, his 5th of the season. But they could not do any more damage on the offensive side as they fell tonight to Northwest Arkansas 5-2. We'll go over the scoreboard next in our final segment of the post-game show. Also set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow's Game 5 of this 6-game series. Riders drop it 5-2. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Arvis Ballpark. Rough Riders fall tonight 5-2, the final score against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Zach Bigley back with you and happy to have you along. As it was a beautiful night for baseball, the Rough Riders just couldn't get their offense going in tonight's ballgame. Let's go over the league scoreboard and tell you what's going on in the Rangers farm tonight as well. We start with the Texas League, and the Rough Riders looking at an elimination number of 3 right now as they, may fall tonight. The elimination number, how that works, if you're not aware, the fireworks are going on, by the way, out in front of us, if you hear the popping in the background. The elimination number, it's any combination of a win or a loss from the team that you're looking at and whose elimination number it is and the team in first place. Currently, that's the San Antonio Mission. So they lead 12-9 in the top of the ninth inning. So if they win, it's an elimination number of 2 for the Rough Riders, meaning any combination of a win or a loss by San Antonio and Frisco over the next 2 games, well, quite frankly, over the next 8, while the Rough Riders are eliminated from first-half contention. So it'll be really tough for Frisco to come from behind and win the first half, but it's not impossible here at this point. So 12-9, San Antonio leads Amarillo in the top of the ninth inning. And also in the top of the ninth, Corpus Christi a 6-3 advantage over Arkansas, and Tulsa and Springfield still scoreless in Springfield in the bottom of the sixth inning. Wichita and Midland, they're done. Wichita scoring 3 runs in the ninth. They win it by a final score of 8-5 in that game. We'll check on the Texas Rangers taking on the Blue Jays in Arlington. And that game just went final. 2-1, Blue Jays win it. And the Rangers, their second consecutive loss. They've now lost 4 of their last 5 games to the Angels and now game 1 to the Blue Jays. That's a tough little skid for the Rangers that they are currently on. At the AAA level, the Round Rock Express, they win it 5-2 over El Paso, the Padres affiliate. Hickory falls to Bowling Green at the high A level. The Rays affiliate takes it 8-3. While low A down east, they fall to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Kannapolis, a White Sox affiliate, 9-1. The final score at Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina. 5-2, our final score here. The Rough Riders fall to the Naturals, but they'll have another crack at Northwest Arkansas tomorrow in Game 5. 6:05 with the first pitch tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 5:50. It's Jack Leiter Day tomorrow. The number 4 prospect in the Rangers organization gets the start. He's 2-3 with a 4.02 ERA. He goes against Beck Way, the number 10 prospect in the Naturals, or in the Royal system, I should say. 0-5 with a 9.92 earned run average for Northwest Arkansas this season. So 6:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you at 5:50 for the pregame show. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this possible, for our very gracious hosts here in Northwest Arkansas, for my broadcast partner, Josh Warden, and the rest of the Frisco Rough Riders. I'm Zach Bickley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Game 5 of the series. Rough Riders fall 5-2 tonight. And until then, have a great rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!